Welcome to The Emergence, a podcast talking about what is possible when we are connected and in control. Today's episode is more of a commentary, just something on the top of my head I was thinking about over the last couple of days. And it's a term I came up with called the information trap. Not sure if it exists out there, probably does. But in relationship to my thoughts, it's something that was brought up when I was having a conversation with a friend at work. And where I work, there's just quite a bit of homelessness and people strung out on drugs happening across the area and into our place of business. And there was a person who came in, and he was pretty strung out. And there was a comment from one of my friends, and it wasn't malicious in any way. It just was kind of a prideful thing, for the fact that he guarantees that he knows more than that person who was strung out on drugs. Young guy, me, as I always do, I'm a little bit of a contrarian, and I just said, I guarantee you that guy knows something more than you do. I guarantee you that guy knows something more than I do, and you'd be surprised at what that guy knows. We were just kind of talking about it, bantering back and forth, and it really got me to think about this idea of where technology is and the information trap, the way that it's been built. So Douglas Engelbart, back in the late 1960s, did this thing called the Mother of All Demos, where he featured the mouse, that is the computer mouse, as well as a system of collaboration. And that system of collaboration was something he called the NLS system, the online system. And the whole framework of that was to connect people together to collaborate between computers. They're kind of thin clients, more or less, as his vision, as opposed to dedicated devices for the individual. And what happened is that now a connected device would require a connection, a really sturdy a structured connection, which in 1968 there wasn't there. So I understand why that didn't really develop to the level of what it could, because of his system would have required the internet, the bandwidth that we see today, which didn't happen for another 40 years, but 30, 40 years. But I always wonder, I always go back to this, is that if they would have really kept on that idea of building computers that were connected, as opposed to these computers that were storage places for our thoughts and our experiences, would we have maybe come across the internet sooner? Would it have developed? Because the internet was built around the late 60s. It started the very beginning stages of it through the military. But would that have taken us to a different path if our connection was built around collaboration as opposed to siloing our thoughts? So the information trap is really talking about that, is that the technology that is built today, that we're seeing today, that I do believe is fundamentally starting to shift, but it is something that is really trapping our thoughts. It's in these PCs. So when Apple came out and when Microsoft came out with Windows, you got to think about the fact of, versus Douglas Engelbart's thoughts, is that it was about how we collaborate amongst ourselves into the core of our thoughts, or the core of what we're thinking. The idea of the box of what became an Apple and a Mac and a PC was to really contain ourselves in our own experiences before the internet, because obviously the PC and the Mac was before the internet. So it trained us to where that is okay to be in the box. So not out of the box. I mean, really, when you think about that word, out of the box thinking, well, in the dawn of the 70s and throughout the 70s and 80s, we were really trained to be opposite of that. We're trained to be in the box. And to this day, I think that mindset has carried across into the entire ecosystem. What has been built is that Facebook is, we're in their box. We log into their box. Google, to be able to get full benefit from the searches, we log into their box. And even if we're not logged in, they still take our information, our public information, and put it into their box and monetize it. I still don't really get how that works when you think about that, is that these are public experiences, and private companies are taking public expressions and putting it behind their own silos and behind their own traps and monetizing it and feeding it back to us at their own leisure, at their own at how they want to do it, how they want us to be able to react with their algorithm. So this information trap is something that is really, I believe, is a significant problem what we're facing, and what we need to do for this next part of our journey is to really think about the technologies that can get us out of this trap. So the things that Tim Berners-Lee is building now with the Solid Pod framework, the guy had interviewed Mark Nadal with the GunDB, you know, peer-to-peer infrastructure, blockchain, what they're doing with Ethereum. Although I really do get a sense, and it's why I like to stay on top of this and really keep on pushing, because they can talk all they want, like blockchain. You see this with Bitcoin. You see this even with Ethereum, is that it's like naturally we want to go back into that box. You know, look at the thing with going on with crypto from the blockchain, is that they want us in this box. You know, we're being played on this fact of the this culture of currency of Dogecoin, and Elon Musk is kind of playing the currency markets to where it's thought about that it's this open, beautiful blockchain technology that's going to deliver us into this wonderful era of open currency flow, and we got one guy really playing the markets and controlling the cost. So how centralized is that? Think about that. It's this sexiness of money, of this transference of money that is, you know, we got it for you, people. You know, we'll do it for you. We'll control your searches. So Google, as Google says, Facebook will control your social interactions, as Facebook says, as Twitter says, as Instagram says. You know, we're in this information trap, and that's what struck me when I was talking or thinking about this idea, is that we are trapped. We can get out of the trap. And how do we get out of the trap? That's some of the things I've been talking about in an essay I've been trying to write for the last, God, now I think 2 months now, breaking the monopolies over our attention. But I need to do some more homework on it. I really, as far as an essay, I need to really dig into. I like to talk about problems and solutions. And with this essay is that I'm focusing too much on the problems. I need to understand better the solutions. So that's what I'm investigating and working on. But as I'm investigating and working on the essay, I thought it would be good to really kind of have a thought process where I could talk more about the ideas behind the solution without having to talk about the specifics. So the idea of we're trapped in information is, I think, notable and something that we should all consider, and especially for technologists and for people that are funding technologists. Are you going to continue to build these technologies that are going to trap us so that we can then be monetized? Or at some point, are the funders and the technologists really truly going to look to build tools to be able to engage our potential? Think about this guy that at work that came in, that he was strung out on something. And for my question, the fact that he knows more than me and he knows more than my friend. He does. I guarantee you there is some subject that this guy, probably 25-year-old kid, knows more than me. And it's not that I'm so special, I'm so smart at all, but that he would know more than Bill Gates. I would argue that. He would know more than Jeff Bezos. But are people asking him, is the technology that we have built today, the infrastructure really built around asking him, giving a shit about what he thinks? Is it because when we validate, when something validates what we know, that brings something else out of us to be able to then share it with someone else. So this whole idea about the emergence of from within to then connect and create the self stronger as well as others is these things, this information, these experiences are trapped within us. They reside within us. People aren't asking. The technology is not asking. The technology is feeding. It's not, it's pushing. It's not, it's not asking for us to pull. And So what can be done? What can be done to be able to move this to that next level where the technology, the blockchain, the part of a blockchain that to me is sexy, is the fact of tapping into our potential, not the fact of building open source technology that some bank is going to end up putting it behind their paywall. All this idea about crypto, I invest in crypto a little bit, but I'm seeing it for what it is. I really am. It's just, just like everything else that's been built with Linux and everything else, all these open source technologies are being built for privateers to come in and put it behind their walls so that they can monetize. And it's not a conspiracy. It's just human nature. It's not one grand poobah that is harnessing this. It's just we go towards this. This is just human nature, is to be able to beat out the other. It's just the way that it is. And these tools are allowing for this to collect at the top and to continue that control. I thought we would be well beyond this by now, but we're not. But we need to be. We need to start that movement. We need to start that to where the blockchain technologies, the peer-to-peer technologies, these domain technologies such as solid pods, that we really start to build that application layer over this, to where we want to ask, what do you know, that what makes you so special, and then let those people wear that as a badge of honor to validate their own interests and their own capabilities so they can carry it forward for themselves, for their family, for their communities, for others. And it, you know, really build where we're building out of the box. Quit building these boxes, people. Quit the technologists, you big business people, even you small business people. We still think inside the box. Look around. Think of the servers. Think of these silos. We are literally in a box. We need to be built technologies to where we are out of that box, so that we are starting to exercise the potential of people that are around us and see that. And one of the things I talked about with homelessness and the technology of what we could build to be able to help people want to help homeless people as opposed to relying on our institutions. I've actually sent that out to a couple of groups that I was trying to get some type of feedback on, and I haven't. And I really just have a feeling that the people that it's just homelessness, this homeless solution is just in this institutional box. Not that it's bad. I mean, we need the help from institutions, but are we really harnessing the potential of people to be able to take advantage of those institutions for the homeless people? Or are we relying on the institutions to create this fix for us? Are we relying on the institutions of business and government to create this fix for us, even outside of homelessness, of who we are and who we can be? You know, they got it. They got it for us, big government, even small government. You look around in your cities, go to council meetings. I've been to a few. And, it's just layer of bureaucracy that existing, that is growing over time, over the last couple of hundred years, and over the last 500-600 years as civilization has advanced. This weight, this heaviness of bureaucracy, and that's feeding into the building of our tools to keep us trapped in our flow of information. So what could be done to be able to start to move this, to start to build these technologies of the peer-to-peer technologies? You know, the Mark Nadal, I talked to him, and I do feel that there are some things that he's working on that's very interesting. We need more of him. We need more of the solid pods. We need more developers to build off of solid pods to make sure that the solid framework doesn't go down that boxy road. And with blockchain, we need people to really embrace the funders, the investors, and the builders, and the creators, and the people who have an idea, you know, people like me, other people that just have an idea, and to go out there and fight for an idea to build an application that is not going to put us in a box. Quit with this whole thing that everything we built has to be advertised, everything has to be monetized. You know, we have the ability, you know, people are, there's philanthropic minded people that will spend $1 billion on cancer programs. Well, can't we take some of that money and build it towards building better tools so that people can build better cancer programs? That was one of the things that Douglas Engelbart had talked about, is bootstrapping, is build tools to help us become better, to build tools for to help build solutions. And it's like this thing is that, you know, all this money seems to gravitate towards the big, the institutional, the fancy parties that can be attached to these big, these undertakings. And I'm not being so critical. I just want to have another idea about the fact of start building solutions outside of these institutional boxes of institutional control. Institution, whether it's government or business, whether it's big or small, doesn't matter. It's around this layer of bureaucracy that's surrounding these solutions that are going to help everybody. Why don't we just break out of that box and build solutions that can help a few people and empower those people to then help a few more people and let that grow from within. Let that grow from the community, from the smallest to the biggest. And that is the information trap. How do we get out of that? And I don't have the easy solutions. I don't have the easy answers, but I have the questions, and maybe they're not easy questions. Maybe they're difficult questions, because these questions are really rooted in the notion that they are not all tied to money. Okay, money is important. I agree. I'm not going to be the one to sit there and beat it up, but it's not the only thing. We have value inside us. I remember a guy telling me when I was talking on a social platform a few years ago, and I said, there's value beyond money. He goes, well, there is no value beyond money. And this is a very intelligent guy. He's like, of course. I go mow somebody's lawn for that is 90 years old. That's value. That's value in my expression of my abilities and my labor. So there's a lot of value beyond money. And the thing is that it just seems like these technologies are built around the value of money, and that reliance on that exchange of money is trapping us. That's the thing that's trapping us inside these tools. So can we not build tools without having to have some kind of monetary? And people might say, how do you build those tools if you don't have money? Well, there's a lot of social impact investors out there that are actually investing in things that aren't only making money. So maybe it's not the fact they don't make money, but maybe it's also the fact that it's not the only mission that they have, is that every app has to have some kind of advertising element on it. I just fundamentally disagree with that. This homelessness application that I would love to build eventually, or have somebody build, is that I can see that somebody's going to put an advertising layer on that, and it's going to be horrific. Why can't you build an application to help people in the community, help other people with lining them with resources for homelessness? Can't somebody fund that to where it exists without having to have advertising or paid subscribers? Isn't that possible? Of course it's possible. So that is my ask, is that as people, as users in this community, can we not find ways to tap into inspiring people to build technology so that we can no longer be trapped in information? And yes, there are people in power that love us to be trapped in information. It is not a conspiracy theory. It's just human nature that bubbles to the top. So there are not just a few guys chomping on cigars at the top. I fundamentally don't believe that. But there's people in power that like to stay in power and like to bring up people that have that, from the very bottoms of society, to bring them up to the top of where they have power, and they want to wield that power. And it's this club. And again, I don't believe this club is ran by any particular one interest, but it's this club of human nature that likes to congeal and stay at the top and flow to the top and do whatever they can to stay up the top. And where those tools that are being built are help moving that along. So let's build tools on our own and from within that can break that chain, that we can then find value that's being expressed from amongst us. Just like the whole idea of the ant colonies with the emergence, is that, and we're passing along messages to help ourselves and to help others in the community. So let's start to build those. Let's start to investigate and, with solid framework, investigate more and follow them on GitHub and what they're doing, and maybe question some of the things of what they're doing, and to help move them into that direction to where they're not focused on just the exchange of money, but more towards the exchange of value, or the human value and the potential that resides with us. Same thing with the peer-to-peer technologies with Mark Nadal, with GundyB. Find out what he's doing. Go out there. Talk to investors and ask them what could they do to help build these technologies. to build technologies to help worker co-ops become more, become more prevalent. I'm doing more research on that here lately to do an upcoming episode. You know, what could we do to be able to help labor empower themselves and have more ownership in the things that they're responsible for helping out with? It's just an endless supply of things, but if we continue to go down this information trap and let technology be built for us as opposed to from us, and where are they going to be the only ones that are going to be able to help that? We are going to be the only ones that are going to be able to, as far as the people, I believe fundamentally that there's people that would want this to happen of power. There's plenty of good people with a lot of money. So let's find them. Let's find those people that are going to be able to help harness this, because I just know it. I know there's a lot of really good people that have a lot of resources out there that want to see this where we are not trapped in our information, because it benefits them. It benefits their communities. Well, their communities aren't suffering from homelessness. Don't you think that there's a better community for them where they want to live? So there's a lot of good people out there that want to be a part of this. And I'm just asking for them to be more engaged with not only building the solution, but building the tools for the solution that the people can harness themselves. That is the point, the information trap. Let's get out of that trap. Let's work towards this. And so that's my commentary. I'm out on a walk today, and I thought I would just get this off the top of my head. And for better or worse, it's what it is. And so I would love to have feedback. Anybody ever wants to send me feedback, PaulDuPlantis@gmail.com. And so until a later episode, I will talk to you later.